世上唯有美食与爱不可辜负，我们带您寻觅西雅图美食。当味蕾遇到西雅图，我们只为好味道动心。每周五晚七点，与您分享一段美味时光，从料理中体会城市的味道，一同品味舌尖上的西雅图。
各位听众朋友们，大家好，您现在正在收听的是西雅图中文电台，我是主持人 Sam。My friends from all around the world, thank you so much for tuning in. This is Chinese Radio Seattle. I am your host, Sam. 今天请到我们云演播室的是五位才华横溢的华盛顿大学学生创业者，他们将为我们分享一个结合了科技与时尚的创新服装品牌 Revive Apparel. In our cloud studio today, we have five talented student entrepreneurs from University of Washington Foster School of Business.They will share with us their game-changing clothing brand, Revive Apparel. 现在欢迎 Gabriel, Josh, Annie, Heidi 和 Michael 来到我们的云演播室。本期节目由 Revive Apparel 赞助播出。This program episode is sponsored by Revive Apparel. Now, let's welcome Gabriel, Josh, Annie, Heidi, and Michael to join us in our cloud studio today. 让我们首先开始嘉宾自我介绍，从 Gabriel 开始。Let's start off our interview with a round of self-introductions, starting with Gabriel.
Hello, everyone. My name is Gabriel. I am the Chief Executive Officer at Revive Apparel, and I am studying entrepreneurship, marketing, and sales at the Foster School of Business at the University of Washington.
Josh?
Hi, everyone. I'm Josh. I started out as a CTO, but I started shifting more towards design responsibilities.I major in informatics, which is the study of information, and I specialize in software development and databases.
Ani.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ani, or Anirudh. I am currently the Chief Operating Officer of Revive Apparel, and I'm majoring in bioengineering with minors in applied math and entrepreneurship.
Heidi.
Hi, I'm Heidi. I'm majoring in biochemistry with a minor in entrepreneurship, and I handle the finances for the company.
Michael.
Hello, everyone. My name is Michael. I am the Chief Technology Officer of Revive Apparel, and I'm majoring in Computer Science here at the Allen School.
好的，欢迎大家。这五位都是华盛顿大学大四的学生。Gabriel 学习的是市场营销和创业学专业，是 Revive 的首席执行官。Joshua 学习的是信息学专业，是 Revive 的首席设计师。Annie 学习的是生物工程和创业学专业，是 Revive 的首席运营官。而 Heidi 学习的是生物化学和创业学专业，是 Revive 首席财务官。而 Michael 学习的是计算机工程和创业学专业，是 Revive 的首席技术官。真是一个非常多元化的团队啊。首先我们有一个破冰的问题来问一问 Gabriel， 你最喜欢吃的食物是什么？ Great, welcome everyone. What a diverse team. Now we will have an icebreaker question for Gabriel. So Gabriel, what is your favorite food and why?
Well,My favorite food type is, I guess, like Mexican food, and this includes tacos, tamales, and rice, and these are like my favorite foods. First of all, tacos are delicious and come in a variety of meats and veggies, so the flavors are honestly have like an unlimited potential. Second, tamales are typically steamed and provide such a satisfying texture and flavor. And finally, rice is rich in nutrients and vitamins while being super tasty.Also, like, rice honestly can be combined with, like, many different meals, so it is the ultimate food.
刚才 Gabriel 说啊，他最喜欢吃的是墨西哥餐，包括 taco, tamales 和 rice. 啊 taco 当中可以搭配各种各样的食材，是有无尽的美食潜能。而 tamales 通常是蒸制的，就是蒸的，所以呢，口感和味道都非常好。然后米饭呢是百搭，然后就是很营养。谢谢 Gabriel 啊，其实吃和穿啊是同样重要的。下面我们就言归正传，请 Gabriel 为我们来介绍一下 Revive Apparel 的品牌理念和产品。Thank you, Gabriel. As we all know, what we eat is as important as what we wear. So, let's get back to topic. Let's welcome Gabriel to give us an overview of Revive Apparel's brand and products.
Well, Revive Apparel's core values are positivity, nostalgia, and social responsibility. By helping our clients preserve their important memories on our apparel,through the embroidery and scannable sound waves on our hoodies, our product can invoke sentimentality. such positive and nostalgic elements are powerful because everybody, including our customer, experiences difficulty in life, and our product can draw on that emotion. Also, Revive Apparel will strive to promote social responsibility by using ethically sourced apparel. Therefore, with the values of positivity, nostalgia, and social responsibility, Revive Apparel will make our unique impacts in the near future. Revive Apparel produces season-themed sweatshirts with recorded scannable sound waves. Also, we customize sound wave embroidered sweatshirts for our customers in which they can scan with their phone and listen to the voices of their loved ones one more time. The price of our sweatshirts slash hoodies with pre-recorded sound files will be starting at $39.99. And the price of our sweatshirts will be, I guess, at $59.99 for the customized sound files.
好，谢谢 Gabriel 啊。刚才 Gabriel 讲的是 Revive Apparel 是一个结合了科技与商业的服装品牌，同时它是非常时尚的。他们的品牌主题是正能量、怀旧和社会责任。Revive Apparel 在帽衫上缝制能够用智能手机扫描、读取并播放的声波，顾客可以在 Revive 的网站上上传录音文件，从而来保存他们最珍贵的回忆。Revive 现在有两种产品，一种是可以定制的帽衫，这个产品可以让顾客自己在 Revive Apparel 的网站上面上传声音文件，然后由公司的成员把这个文件转化成声波图形并缝制在帽衫上。另一种产品是以每年的重要节日为主题的帽衫，这种产品的声音文件啊是提前录好的，顾客呢可以买来自己穿，或者是当做礼品啊来送给亲朋好友。然后请关注 Revive Apparel 的网站 revive-apparel.com， 然后也关注一下 Revive Apparel 的 Instagram at reviveapparel.official。 真是很新颖的产品啊，其实我们都知道创业者啊是需要灵感的，所以我想问一下 Gabriel， 是什么启发了你让你和你的朋友们来创立的这间公司？ Thank you, Gabriel. Very innovative products, and please visit Revive Apparel's website at revive-apparel.com and please follow Revive on Instagram at reviveapparel.official. As we all know, entrepreneurs need inspiration to start their entrepreneurial journey. So Gabriel, what inspired you and your friends to create this company?
Our inspiration came from two experiences from Revive members. The first being, when I was young, my parents worked overseas. The day I turned 9, my parents sent me an email with an audio clip wishing me happy birthday. I cherished this memory and it gave me comfort. But as time went by, my emails filled up and I struggled to find it. And the second, I've lost many loved ones over the years and I would do anything to hear their voice one more time. These are true stories from members at Revive Apparel, and many people can relate to these experiences, and that is why we started this company.
好感人的故事啊！刚才 Gabriel 讲了两个故事，都是 Revive Apparel 成员的亲身经历。第一个故事啊，是关于父母常年出差在外，孩子不能马上找到父母通过 email 发送的电子生日贺卡的故事。而另一个故事呢，是关于寻找已经去到另外一个世界的亲人，他们的记忆。感谢 Gabriel 感动和暖心的回答。下面我想问一下 Heidi， 能不能请你为我们介绍一下 Revive Apparel 的服装产品设计？
Very touching stories. Thank you for sharing, Gabriel. Next, Heidi, can you introduce the apparel designs of Revive?
Yeah, so we have two product lines right now. We have a custom line. So with the custom hoodies, we have customers' unique sound waves curved around our logo. It's simple yet attractive design. And then we have our seasonal bear. We wanted a product that would be geared towards couples, especially with Valentine's Day coming up. The teddy bear design is cute and symbolic of this holiday.
哇，能够通过智能手机扫描并播放声音啊，实在是太新颖，太酷了啊。而且其中的一款产品啊，是可以让客户定制的，也是非常贴心。而这个小熊主题的帽衫更多是为了我们的情侣装设计的。我们都知道哈，情人节是马上就要到了，我们很多人都会特别喜欢把可爱的小熊穿在身上，而且啊，通过扫描小熊的图案，客户还可以听到美好的祝福，真是两全其美。那下面呢，我们就要谈到关于技术方面的问题了哈。我想请教一下我们的专家 Josh，我们是通过什么样的技术手段才能让手机扫描声波并播放声音的呢？
I feel so cool that customers can scan and listen to the sound waves on our apparel products. Now I would like to turn to our tech expert, Josh. How can sound waves being read from the close. Can you briefly introduce the technology behind this?
For sure, Sam. Great question. So you can represent the sound in a lot of ways. When people think of sound waves, they think of the traditional waveform shape, which is what we use. Reading actual sound waves from their physical representation is hard depending on how you show that sound. So the reality is that we're using image recognition instead of reading those physical properties of the waveform. And then we're using that image to retrieve a sound from a database. And this image recognition and sound retrieval is made possible through one of our partnerships.
好，谢谢 Josh。刚才 Josh 提到啊，我们现在实际上直接读取声波是很难的，因为声波它要经过各种各样的这种处理。所以呢 ，Revive Apparel 读取声波的技术啊，或者它的软件是通过图片识别技术。哎，什么是图片识别技术？就是当我们客户啊把自己的手机放到这个图片上的时候，手机的摄像头会自动扫描，然后来读取这个图片，这样就可以准确无误的播放这个声音了。因为准确性啊，其实对于 Revive Apparel 是很重要的。为什么？因为我们有很多定制的，哎，这样的这种帽衫，如果能够通过手机扫描每一个照片、每一个声波都能准确无误的话，那这样我们的产品的品质就会得到极大的提升。现在呢，我们已经了解了很多关于这个产品啊，但是我相信大家都非常好奇，如何来购买这个既新颖又有趣的帽衫呢？哎，我们可以请阿妮来介绍一下啊。Great, thank you, Josh, for your explanation. Now, we have known a lot about Revive Apparel's brands, products, and designs. However, I am sure that a lot of our audience will be curious about how to purchase such wonderful hoodies.That we can hear. Ani, how can people order your products? Can you walk us through the ordering process?
Yeah, definitely. So we are currently accepting orders on our website, revive-apparel.com, and we are currently selling our Valentine's Day themed hoodies and custom hoodies. Our customers will be able to choose size and color and also upload audio files for custom hoodies.We are currently accepting all major payment platforms, including credit cards, debit cards, Apple Pay, and Google Pay.
好，非常深入的解答哈，谢谢阿妮。阿妮刚才讲，其实现在 Revive 的网站 revive-apparel.com 已经开始接受订单了。如果我们的朋友们希望购买小熊主题的帽衫的话，大家可以直接在网站上下单。同时呢 ，Revive 也提供定制版的帽衫。客户可以在网站上上传一段非版权的音频或视频的文件，之后呢，我们的团队会把整个的这个文件啊变成声波，缝制在帽衫上，然后送到您的手边。现在 Revive Apparel 的网站哈，能够接受的支付方式有几种，第一种是信用卡，第二种是借记卡，第三种是 PayPal， 第四种呢是 Google Pay， 通过来创立这么多不同的支付渠道和支付方式啊 ，Revive Apparel 希望所有的客户都能体验到这家公司非常好的产品。好，感谢大家的精彩回答啊！我们现在马上进一段广告，广告之后呢，精彩继续。All right, very thorough explanations. Thank you very much, Ani, and thank you everyone for your excellent input in the part one of our program. Now we are entering into an advertisement break.And we will resume shortly.
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 App 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM 98.9 Channel 3。
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
华盛顿州法律保护工人的权利。如果您的雇主否认您的工作权利，比如不能保障最低时薪、午餐时间和休息时间，以及安全健康的工作环境，那么州劳工和工业部可以为您提供帮助。如果您对自己的权利有疑问，请致电就近的 LNI 办公室，或者致电免费电话1-866-219-7321。
热烈祝贺！
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 西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文电台。
祝各位听众朋友新年快乐！
我红的那个灯笼，
新冠疫情期间保持距离的意义已经不同以往了，现在保持六英尺或者1.8米的距离，表示的是尊重、关怀，甚至是爱。为了您的家人、朋友、同事，还有您自己的健康，请保持六英尺的距离，以减缓新冠病毒的传播。这样您就可以与您所爱的人保持联系的同时降低风险。见面的时间要短，规模要小，请务必保持六英尺的距离，并戴上口罩。本广告由华盛顿州卫生部赞助播出。
好，各位听众朋友们，欢迎回来。您现在正在收听的是西雅图中文电台，我是主持人 Sam。 请到我们云演播室的是来自 Revive Apparel 的五位创业者。 Alright my friends, welcome back. This is Chinese Radio Seattle. I am your host Sam. In our cloud studio today, the co-founders of Revive Apparel.其实从去年到今年啊，因为疫情的原因，我们都在远程上课或者工作，所以我想问一问阿妮，疫情对你的学习和生活造成了什么样的影响？ So since last year, the pandemic has forced us to work or to study remotely. So now I would like to ask Ani, how does the current global pandemic impact your life?
Sure.So the pandemic has been a very interesting and a very difficult experience. It has taken a test of how fast and how well we can adapt. For me personally, I have been working from India remotely since March, and I've spent 2 quarters at university attending with the 12-hour time difference. For the team as a whole, we have not been able to meet even once since the pandemic started.And it has also been very challenging for us because we are unable to use things that worked well in the past. For example, setting up booths to like sell in public places and also like figure out how can we manufacture and sell our hoodies in a way that keeps us safe and our customers safe.
我很同意阿妮的观点啊。阿妮刚才说这段时间啊是一段既有趣又比较艰难的一段时间。为什么呢？从他的个人经历而言啊，他上学期一直都是从印度远程上课啊。其实我们都知道，印度和西雅图呢是有一个大概12个小时的时差的，所以对于阿妮而言，可能是昼夜颠倒啊，比较难。而阿妮认为呢，疫情更像是一种对人们适应能力的测试哈。只要我们适应的足够快，人们就可以在这么艰难的这段时间当中，也可以继续的。生存也可以继续的拼搏啊，但是作为创业者哈 ，Revive Apparel 的团队只能是线上开会。其实线上开公司是一段非常有意思的经历，因为他们这五位啊创业者都没有在线下见过一次，就集体开过一次会，所以这真的很有趣。大家想一想，怎么样从网上从 Zoom 上面大家一块开会啊，一块集思广益，哎，这一段经历是非常有意思的，而且呢。Revive Apparel 还在要保证所有人啊，大家健康的同时继续生产服装产品，因为我们都知道生产是非常重要的啊。然后呢，他们还要继续寻找合作伙伴，或者甚至有的时候是要自己亲自的去尝试一些新的设计。所以阿妮总结了，在这段时间创业啊是充满挑战的，但是就像每一次大变革的时代一样，他们也可以从中看到机遇。其实啊，吃。和穿啊都很重要啊，现在大家也很关心啊，疫情期间我们都吃点什么？所以我想问问 Heidi， 这疫情期间啊，这都快一年了，在家你都烹饪一些什么样的食物呢 ？Thanks, Ani. In fact, as we mentioned before, what we wear is as important as what we eat, or vice versa. I would like to ask Heidi, during COVID, what food do you usually cook at home?
Yeah, I don't cook super often, but since COVID, I've been spending a lot of time with my family. With so much free time on my hands, I've been trying to learn from my parents to make traditional Chinese food. My favorite dish thus far is learning how to make green onion pancakes. It's a fun appetizer to make, and having green onions in my yard definitely gives me an excuse to make it more often.
好，刚才 Heidi 分享说她自己在家里啊很喜欢做葱油饼啊，这是一道很传统的中国北方的这种小吃。葱油饼其实我小时候也是特别爱吃的，为什么呢？因为 Heidi 自己在家种了这种小葱啊，小嫩葱，哎，所以这很方便啊。按一句中国的古话来说叫什么呀，叫近水楼台先得月，哎， 其实我觉得疫情期间大家其实都特别关心吃和穿啊，因为现在确实是这种环境在不断的变化，所以我们也是一定要保重身体啊，在创业同时呢健康也非常重要。好，那我们现在来说回到我们的服装产品啊，其实我还是想问一下 Heidi， 我们的服装产品在疫情期间能够为我们的客户带来些什么呢？ Now back to our apparel products. I would like to ask Heidi, how can your apparel products help people in the middle of this global pandemic?
So we specifically made the custom product line so that others can preserve voices and memories of their loved ones. With COVID, distance makes it hard for people to see each other, and our product is a wonderful gift for those far away to feel loved by ones closer to them by carrying their voices on an everyday clothing piece.
那这样就太好了。刚才 Heidi 讲的是 Revive Apparel 的定制版的帽衫可以让我们的客户来存留美好的回忆啊。这样在疫情期间大家就会觉得亲人其实就在自己面前。之前我记得在前面我们交谈当中大家其实提到两个词特别有意思，一个叫什么，一个叫 virtual hug， 还有一个叫什么，一个叫 sentimental artwork。 我觉得这两个词也是可以用来形容一下 Revive Apparel 自己的它的这种服装产品。其实这不仅仅是帽衫这么简单，这更多的是一种怀念，是一种美好的回忆，这更多的也是一种让自己的亲人和自己心连心，把自己最美好的回忆贴在自己的心头。那么我们下一个问题啊，是关于节假日的啊，因为在疫情期间嘛，我们仍然还是要过节过年啊，是很重要。所以呢我想问问 Gabriel 啊，像节假日比如说圣诞节啊或者说是情人节啊，你是如何理解这些节日的，或者说这些节日对你而言意味着什么呢？ That's great. The apparel products of Revive can preserve and replay memories for our customers. This is very important. Our next question is about holidays. Even if we are in the middle of a pandemic,People still need to celebrate holidays with their family and friends and cheer themselves up. So, Gabriel, what does holidays like Christmas or Valentine's Day mean to you?
Holidays to me means spending time with loved ones, whether that be virtually due to the pandemic or at home with immediate family members. Holidays are a time to honor our history and ancestors. Finally, holidays are a time to embrace our culture and express ourselves.
好，谢谢 Gabriel 的分享啊。Gabriel 刚才说，假期对于他而言啊，意味着和身边的亲人在一起。尽管今年可能大家是通过网络相聚啊，这也是一个非常非常重要，一年之中非常有仪式感的一个时期。而且假期呢，还是一个纪念前辈的时间，因为前辈啊，我们前辈对于我们所有人的成长都是非常有帮助的。所以呢，假期也可以怀念怀念我们的前辈。最后呢，假期可以让每一个人啊对自己的文化都有更深入的理解。哎，这个是我觉得是非常非常妙的一个点。为什么？因为其实不管在东方、在西方、在世界任何的一个角落，我们所有人啊都认为假期是一个代表着自己文化的。我们不管是圣诞节啊、春节啊，还是其他的这些节日，假期上面都有非常深的文化烙印。所以呢，假期也是一个不同的文化交融啊。不同的文化沟通的这样的一个时间。那下一个问题啊，其实我想问问赵老师，你一般都会如何过圣诞节或者情人节呢？ Thank you, Gabriel. Now I would like to ask Joshua, how will you usually celebrate holidays such as Christmas and Valentine's Day?
Yeah, thanks for asking, Sam. It depends on the holiday, but typically my family here in Seattle gets together.Or has food or exchanges gifts or envelopes if it's like Christmas or something. Couldn't do that this year for obvious reasons, but it didn't stop us from getting together. This past Christmas, we all played a game called Among Us over Zoom. And so we actually do some activity together. Another year we played like this other competitive board game called Dead of Winter. I guess my family is pretty competitive, but the point is that we're spending time with each other and having a good time.
哇，很有趣啊，感谢 Joshua 的分享。刚才 Joshua 说呢，在假期期间他通常都会和家人一起聚餐或者是互换礼物。在去年圣诞节的时候啊，他是通过远程啊网络的方式和家人相聚的。他们不管是通过远程还是 在一起啊，都会玩一些家庭的游戏，所以啊，无论是以何种方式相聚啊，都是一种其乐融融的感觉。哎，听的我都觉得非常暖心啊。其实我们刚才提到节日和假期的原因呢，主要是因为 Revive Apparel 也有以节日和假期为设计主题的一些服装，这些服装呢是非常应景的啊。所以下面呢，我想请 Heidi 来为我们介绍一下这些服装。Great answer, Joshua. The reason we mention holidays is that Revive Apparel also offers season-themed hoodies. Now, I would like to ask Heidi, how will these season-themed hoodies add to the holiday vibe or mark important moments of people's lives?
Yeah, so we all know that whenever Christmas season is around, we all get into the Christmas spirit by listening to Christmas music. It just shows how sounds and music can link to certain memories and moods of those moments. Our hoodies aim to provide a nostalgic vibe that our customers can scan and listen to and be reminded of those important milestones and moments in their lives.
好，感谢 Heidi 的介绍啊。刚才 Heidi 说 ，Revive 的小熊主题的产品是能够烘托出节日气氛的，因为非常可爱啊，非常暖心啊，看着就赏心悦目。而且啊，这些帽衫是很有纪念意义的啊，它们能够帮助人们来铭记自己的成就和人们生活当中发生的一些重要的事情。哎，其实这样我想到了一句中国的古语啊，这句中国的古语叫“睹物思人”啊。其实我们看到很多的时候啊，包括我们亲人可能是在远在天涯的时候啊，我们都会拿出一些和我们亲人在一起的时候我们一块用过的东西啊，是吧，亲人穿过的衣服啊，来看一看，睹物思人啊，用这种方式来寄托我们的思念。哎，其实我觉得这个点对于 Revive Apparel 来讲是非常好的，所以呢我们才有了这种睹物思人之感。好啊，到现在为止我们已经聊了很多关于是 Revive Apparel 的产品，相信大家已经了解得很深入了，对于这个公司，对于这个团队啊，以及对于这个产品。后面这段时间我想跟几位嘉宾从一个更宏观的角度啊，来谈一谈创业学的概念和成功企业家所具备的品质。首先我想问一问 Joshua， 谁是你最欣赏的企业家，为什么？
Thank you very much Heidi for your thorough introduction. Right now we have already known a lot about Revive Apparel's products. At this point, I would like to talk about entrepreneurship from a macro perspective. Joshua, who is your entrepreneurial role model and why?
Yeah, my entrepreneurial role model is Gordon Ramsay. I really love cooking in my spare time. And a lot of people think of him as like, he's like this TV personality, but he might not seem like it, but he's quite the entrepreneur from his numerous books and TV works and restaurants. And not a lot of people know this either, but he was on the path to becoming like a professional football player, or soccer, depending on where you live. But after an injury, he turned to cooking. And he's an inspiration to me because despite his massive life pivot, he can do what he loves for a living still. His passion and work ethic for cooking is inspiring for me because it shows me that my personal interests could possibly be an entrepreneurial journey as well.
Thank you, Joshua, for sharing. Just one more follow-up question. You just mentioned that you like to cook in your spare time. So what kind of food you would like to cook in your spare time?
All sorts of things. I like learning new techniques. So I've recently been really into just breading random things, like seeing if it can be breaded or not. So I breaded some salmon last night, and it turned out really good.
Wow. All right. This is very cool. 好，感谢Joshua 的分享啊。其实 Joshua 欣赏的企业家呢是 Gordon Ramsay， Gordon Ramsay 我们大家都很有名，我们大家都很熟知。从足球运动员啊到厨艺大师呢， Gordon Ramsay 是经历了很多次的蜕变，他对事业的热情和他的工作理念让 Joshua 很受鼓舞啊。刚才我也是随机问一下 Joshua 他最近一般都烹饪些什么呀， Joshua 刚才提到他非常喜欢烹饪啊，所以我呀就特别的好奇，就问了问Joshua。 刚才讲说他特别喜欢三文鱼啊，所以他有的时候也是会做一些各种各样的三文鱼的一些花样菜。所以呢我们也可以体会到啊，就这个团队人也都是非常热爱生活的。其实我真的是认为是这样，就是只有热爱生活呀，你才能好好的去把设计做好，因为艺术是来源于生活的，然后用我们所有的艺术啊都是可以在生活当中找到灵感的。
所以呢，既然艺术来源于生活，那我相信啊，很多设计师啊，我相信很多我们服装品牌的朋友们啊，都特别热爱生活，因为只有热爱生活，才能够生产出让人们非常喜爱的服装产品。好，接下来呢，我想问一问 Michael 啊，你认为成功的企业家都共同具有哪些特质呢？ Thank you, Joshua. Next, I would like to turn to Michael and ask a question. So what qualities do you think that successful entrepreneurs have in common?
In my opinion, there are two qualities. The first is persistence. This means to keep going even though everything falls apart. This specific quality sets apart successful entrepreneurs from others. Then second,passion. Not only successful entrepreneurs have their own passion, but also like they will share their passion across the business they built or made.
好，谢谢 Michael 分享啊。其实我认为 Michael 说的很有道理。他认为毅力和对事业的热情啊，是很多企业家都共同具有的特质。哎，其实是这样的。其实我们看，不管是从17世纪一直到现在的21世纪，我们看这么多企业家在历史的长河当中，滚滚长江东逝水，浪花淘尽英雄，我们看到这么多企业家在历史的舞台上大放异彩，但是他们都付出了超乎于常人的努力。虽然有的时候天赋很重要，但是毅力和对事业的热情一定是非常重要的，尤其是在现在生活节奏非常快的21世纪。有的时候对生活是怎么想的呢？有的时候这个确实是很重要的一点。所以呢，毅力、对事业的热情，包括我们之前讲的热爱生活啊，其实都是企业家们具有的一些非常优秀的特质。但是在这些基础之上呢，我认为还有一个特质是非常重要的，也就是责任，尤其是社会责任啊。因为我们现在看到很多很多企业家都是非常具有责任感的。所以我现在想问一问 Ani， 你认为作为创业者或者企业家要具有哪些社会责任呢？
I agree with Michael's ideas, very insightful indeed. In fact, another very important quality is responsibility, especially social responsibility for entrepreneurs. Hence, I would like to ask Ani, what social responsibilities do entrepreneurs share, what do entrepreneurs have in common?
I feel that one of the biggest social responsibilities that we as entrepreneurs have in common is building businesses in a way that is sustainable. That would include building businesses in a way that's sustainable financially and also doing so in a way which also takes care of the environment and human impact, which includes our own team, our suppliers and customers. And I also feel that we should be building businesses in a way such that we improve people's life. And while we are improving people's life, we are not costing the quality of life or life of other people around us.
好，谢谢阿妮啊。刚才阿妮讲，可持续发展和提升人们的生活质量啊，是企业家的几个社会责任。哎，这点我非常同意哈，因为我相信其实 Revive Apparel 也是在努力的提升人们的生活质量。为什么？因为他们能为人们带来非常美好的回忆啊，通过他们的产品作为载体，能够让人们有一种非常温暖、非常美好的感觉，这一种可是非常非常暖心，而且非常非常重要的。好，感谢大家在第二部分的精彩回答，我们马上进段广告，广告之后精彩继续。
All right, very insightful explanations. Thank you, Ani, and thank you everyone for your excellent inputs in the part two of our program. Now we are entering into another advertisement break. We will resume shortly.
声声有情
1150 AM 西雅图中文电台，
这里是您的信息中心，
这里是您的心灵港湾，
这里是您的精神家园，
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮，请您向具有 501c3 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是 scbaseattle@ gmail.com， 捐款电话206-619-8698，206-619-8698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅$100，就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线206-619-8698，206-619-8698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
好，各位听众朋友们，欢迎回来。您现在正在收听的是西雅图中文电台，我是主持人 Sam。请到我们云演播室的是来自 Revive Apparel 的五位创业者。All right, my friends, welcome back. This is Chinese Radio Seattle. I'm your host, Sam. In our cloud studio today, the co-founders of Revive Apparel. Also, once again, Revive Apparel's website is revive-apparel.com, and please follow them on Instagram at revive-apparel.official. There are awesome contents in there, so I really encourage you guys to follow them.好，进入节目的第三个部分。首先啊，我想问问 Gabriel， 作为 CEO， 作为首席执行官，你对 Revive Apparel 这家公司的发展愿景是什么？ Entering the part three of our program, now I would like to ask Gabriel, what is your vision for this company?
Thank you. Well, currently, my vision for this company is to be a socially responsible startup.So we will use ethically sourced materials and labor to be able to get all of our products manufactured. And as our company grows, our vision will develop further towards this goal of socially responsibility. But for now, we're actually going to be working to be profitable, to be able to continue running this after the scope of the class where we actually started this.
对，我很同意啊。其实刚才 Gabriel 刚才说啊，他希望Revive Apparel 是一家具有社会责任的创业公司。其实我认为这个是很多人在现在他们可能在创业的初期阶段没有看到的一点，是因为社会责任啊，实际上我认为是一个非常非常好的对于这个公司的一种市场营销。为什么？因为社会责任本身它是一种正能量，这种正能量是可以让这家公司走得更远的。所以呢，具有企业社会责任也非常重要。然后刚才 Gabriel 也提到了，因为现在他们仍然是在一个创业的初期阶段，所以他们现在仍然是要利润持平，然后盈利，然后再让这家公司呢走得更远。好，那么我想接着问问 Gabriel 哈，那么 Revive Apparel 的未来发展方向是什么？
Yeah, I totally agree. So Gabriel, how will this company evolve in the future?
Well, you see...We have actually already started to create some new designs, and they're in the works for our themed hoodies. So these will be available for purchase when we finalize those projects. Furthermore, it is an exciting time for us because we actually have finalized our first two partners. We have a huge opportunity in front of us as more consumers realize that interactive clothing will revolutionize the way we express ourselves in 2021. I'm excited to see Revive Apparel to be able to finally fulfill our mission.To bring simplicity, accessibility, and creativity to transform a plain hoodie into a stylish and portable time capsule, displaying their unique sound wave. We strive to produce revolutionary clothing paired with technology so users can wear and interact with their cherished memories, expressed both visually and auditorially. So this is how we were going to be evolving in the future.
非常励志啊，而且感谢 Gabriel 的回答。刚才 Gabriel 他说希望啊，能够设计或生产出更多的帽衫，尤其是能够批量生产的帽衫哈，这样呢就可以让我们更多的客户啊能享受到 Revive Apparel 的产品。同时他也希望能够和更多的服装生产商啊以及科技公司来建立这种合作关系。他认为啊 Revive Apparel 有很好的发展前景和巨大的潜力。好，我还有个问题想问问大家，因为我们刚才讲的都是非常非常正面的，非常非常多的这种成就啊，这样的里程碑式的这样的这种成就，但是呢我们都知道这个成功啊和失败乃成功之母啊，所以呢我们现在就要讲一讲挫折了，是吧？所以我想问一问，在创业这几个月当中，大家经历过的最大的挫折啊是什么，又是如何克服的呢？
So we just talk about a lot of positive things, you know, success and, you know, vision, and, but we know thatSometimes people will feel frustration and challenges. So right now, I would like to ask all of you here today that what is your biggest setbacks or frustrations during your entrepreneurial journey, and how did you overcome them? So first, let's start with Gabriel.
Yes. Could you please re-ask this question one more time, please?
Yes, I will ask you that, you know, during these couple months of your entrepreneurial journey, what is your biggest setbacks or frustrations, and how did you overcome them?
I think one of the biggest setbacks over this last quarter for starting this company has really been time management, because I've been having a lot of projects on my hands, of course, being at the Father School of Business. I've been having to just juggle around a bunch of different meetings and trying to make sure that I can be everywhere at once. On top of that, being the CEO, I've had to put on a bunch of different hats to make sure that I can accommodate to the team. Because me as a CEO, I want to make sure that I can overview the entire company and monitor everything from like the smallest thing to the biggest decisions. And it's just been kind of difficult to make sure that we can have a balance of work and life. And yeah.
Sure. Really like your point, Gabriel. 刚才 Gabriel 刚讲的是什么呢？就是 Gabriel 作为 CEO 而言啊，他的压力是非常大的，因为毕竟他是要带领团队前进的，而且他认为最大的一个挑战啊，实际上就是时间管理。因为这个团队有五到六位同学啊，大家时间很难安排，而且 Gabriel 自己呢又是在美国非最好的商学院之一啊 ，Foster School of Business 福斯特商学院，这是美国最好的商学院之一，他的压力是非常大的，而且呢。我们都知道现在我们都是学生，我们有很多其他的事情也要做，所以找到这种时间的平衡啊是非常难的。而且在这当中呢，我相信 Gabriel 也找到了一个办法来克服啊，就是做好时间安排，把时间网格化细分化，这样的话我们就可以好好的把时间发挥出最大的效能。 Alright, so the same question now will go on to Joshua.
Yeah, I think this is a really good question. I would also agree with Gabriel thattime management was a pretty big difficulty, and I think that's just exacerbated by the fact that everything's online. But another thing that was pretty challenging was, I think, like learning like a sense of like humility whenever our ideas were critiqued, because we got bashed like a lot in class, and like everybody did, but it's like a blessing in disguise, because, you know, it's like things that like these are things that you should fix, but it's for the better. AndIt's really taught me a lot about having like a sense of humility when it comes to entrepreneurship. And that was a challenging thing to grasp for me, I think.
Yeah, very insightful point. I do really agree with you. 刚才 Joshua 讲的是什么？就是在刚才 Gabriel 说的基础之上， Joshua 仍然以为啊，就是谦虚啊，谨慎啊，是非常重要的。因为刚才 Joshua 提到，实际上在课堂上啊，其实我们其实作为 Rebub 这家公司而言，他们是收到很多的这种评论。当然，这种评论呢，啊，有正面的，同时也有负面的。正面评论是比较悦耳的嘛，但是负面的评论呢，很多都是有建设性的。其实中国呢，有句古话叫什么呀？叫“良药苦口利于病，忠言逆耳利于行”。所以呢，刚才 Joshua 讲的就是说，我们在能够在面对啊，特别多的，尤其是比较多的负面评论的情况下，我们能够平衡自己的心态，调整自己的观念，然后来从容的应对，做出一些相对应的一些必要的调整，这是非常重要。因为有的时候我们大家都知道，实话有的时候并不悦耳，相反，实话有的时候会比较难听。但是如果我们能够虚心接受的话，这也不失为君子风范。好，下面我们再问一下 Annie 啊。All right, thank you, Joshua, for your response. And then same question goes out to Annie.
So I feel that the most difficult thing in this experience has been that it has also been kind of like the coolest thing about the experience, that like as an entrepreneur, you get to wear a lot of hats, and that's it sort of really helps you understand what you're doing and the company. But when you initially get started into, you initially feel like I have no idea what I'm doing, and from there figuring things out is pretty challenging, but it is also kind of what makes this job so fun. And yeah, it has also taught me how to wear multiple hats at once, how to be adaptable, and most importantly, how to work in diverse teams, which is a skill that I will cherish forever.
Thank you very much, Annie. This is a great response as well. 所以刚才阿妮讲的是什么呢？就他认为啊，就是在一个团队当中，因为这是个创业公司啊，所以很多工作是不可能被细分的。所以呢，有的时候，比如说作为首席运营官，他可能有时候也要从事很多设计的工作。这就是非常有意思而非常有挑战性的一点啊，对阿妮而言。为什么？因为对于他呢，这种运营上的工作可能他更擅长，但是设计他从来都没有做过，所以如何来进入一个自己完全未知的领域，然后做很多研究，然后让自己快速学会这些技能啊，实际上这是阿妮觉得很有挑战性的一点。但是呢，我相信阿妮现在已经找到这种方式克服这个困难。为什么？因为阿妮刚才讲了，最重要的其实还是毅力和自己的这思维的广度，自己要打开自己的思维啊。因为我想起了华大有一个词是非常重要，这个词叫什么？叫 boundless， 是吧？没有边际。所以我们不要给自己设置这么多界限，我们仍然可以打开自己的思维，打开自己的边际，甚至我们可以说扩展自己的边际，然后让我们来尝试不同的职责，尝试不同的技能所以呢，跳出自己的舒适圈是很重要的。 All right, so same question right now goes out to Heidi.
Yeah, thank you for that question. Definitely requires a lot of reflection on my part, but I think starting any startup, there's going to be a lot of challenges and turbulence. And I think one of them for me was definitely learning new skills because, you know, there are so many areas within starting a company that like not everyone is skilled at or like not everybody knows. And so like definitely like picking up new skills to help wherever, whichever like areas are needed.And then another challenge is definitely being able to improvise when being thrown unexpected challenges or things that like don't go our way. And so being able to improvise in a timely manner and like adapt and be flexible.
很感谢 Heidi 刚才讲的。Heidi 刚才讲的就是说仍然是对于适应啊，仍然是讲的是适应的重要性。我们如何适应这种多变的环境。哎，这个是很重要的。为什么？因为我们都知道现在由于疫情期间啊，整个这个市场是变幻莫测的，所以作为一家创业公司怎么样的在这种巨大的挑战面前生存啊，发展甚至最后成功，这个是非常重要的，而且这也是我们很多企业家都要共同思考的一个问题。好，感谢大家的回答哈。Now let's move on to the next question. So we just mentioned aboutchallenges. Right now, we're going to say something about learning. So I have a question. This question goes out to Joshua, Ani, and Heidi. So what have you learned from this experience of creating this company? Or in the other way of asking this question, what is the most important lessons that you learned? Start with Joshua.
For sure, Sam. I think one really important lesson I learned was how to strike a fine balance between...like intentional ideation and then actual implementation, because I realize that it can be quite easy, especially for us like budding entrepreneurs, to get caught up in like, you know, like discussion or like ideation. And I feel like it also goes the other way where we might work harder than we need to at some points. So I think striking a fine balance between those two time sinks is something that I'm learning to grasp with. And the second thing I learned is thatI think the amount of control every person has on this team is really huge. I think it's surprising how much impact and change that we are each capable of making. And I think it really speaks to the autonomy of entrepreneurship in general. And I think that's pretty amazing.
All right. Very insightful, Joshua. And right now, same question goes to Ani.
I definitely agree with Joshua. And in addition, what I learned, the best thing that I learned was probably how to be adaptable andhow do you juggle multiple responsibilities? That has been like something I've not been that used to doing before. And the experience of doing it right now in a very different setting, since I'm a bioengineer, so this is also like very different from what I naturally do. It has been a very great experience for me, just like working in a totally new setting and with such a diverse team.
All right. And now same question goes out to Heidi.
Yeah, as I was saying earlier, like there are so many different areas within starting a startup. So knowing that like you always have to be productive and like being able to support different areas in the group when my own tasks are done or not yet needed, that is really important. And also with a startup, like, you're working with, like, a small group. And so it's really important to also, like, check up on teammates and, like, support them wherever they need help with, because that team bond is really important as well. And also learning that everyone's opinion is important, and it's really important to, like, voice your opinion, especially in a startup, because, you know, not all ideas are going to be perfect. And so it's always good to give critical feedback about every idea.
All right. Thank you, all three of you, for your very insightful and very productive response. 好，谢谢三位同学的回答哈。刚才 Joshua 说他在这段时间啊，学会了在设想和实践当中啊，找到一种平衡。而 Annie 觉得在创业公司当中，每个人啊都要具备多种技能，从而我们都可以互帮互助。而 Heidi 呢，也是深有体会。他认为倾听和尊重大家的意见是非常重要的，而且不断的努力和积极的探索也是他从这几个月的创业经验当中总结出来的重要的经验之一。那好，我们的节目呢马上就要接近尾声了，我想问一问在座的所有嘉宾啊，在未来你们还会继续在 Revive Apparel 工作吗？为什么啊？我们先从 Gabriel 开始。 All right, very nice answers everyone.So now we are approaching the end of our time tonight. So one last question for all of you, our guests. Moving forward, do you want to make this a career and why? Now let's start from Gabriel.
Thank you. Well, starting a company has always been my dream. So of course I want to make this my career. On top of this, I am a first generation immigrant and both of my parents have given it their all to help me achieve the American dream.And my father inspired me through the side business that he opened up and seeing the struggle that he went through every day and me helping him with that and putting in the 70-hour work weeks during the summer. Just going through all of that made me realize that, like, I really want to do something with my life and I really want to help society push forward and be able to be one of those entrepreneurs that you see out there going out and actually helping the communities. But on top of that, making sure thatthey're keeping their core focus for their mission at all times. Our team has been working hard to be able to learn the ins and outs of being an e-commerce business to be able to ensure our success as a startup. And plus, I want to be able to challenge myself to sustainably run a company. I want to be able to make this my career because it is my passion to provide comfortable hoodies that have a positive lasting impact on our customers.The smile on our customers' faces after replaying important memories or moments on our hoodies is why I want us to succeed and why I want to make this my career.
Okay, thank you, Gabriel. 所以呢，对 Gabriel 而言，自主创业一直都是他的梦想，他和他的团队一直都非常努力。同时他非常希望为客户带来快乐和正能量，而且客户脸上的笑容也一直是他前进的动力。All right, right now, same questions goes out to Joshua.
Yeah, possibly. I think it really depends. I think if our company could get to a point where it is self-sustaining with little to no management on our end, then that would be really amazing. But I do have a lot of personal goals after college, ranging from a career in the tech industry and music, which I think will be too time-consuming to also pursue entrepreneurship at the same time. But on the other hand, I do have a strong interest in e-commerce and clothing and audio, so it's not completely out of the question.
All right, thank you, Joshua. 而 Joshua 则认为啊，如果这个创业公司能够达到自给自足的话，他是有可能继续留在 Revive。但是呢，他同时还有很多其他的人生目标，所以继续创业可能会要求很多的时间投入。所以呢，他让我们大家拭目以待吧。All right, and same questions goes out to Ani.
So I would be interested in continuing this venture after college, and I am, and yeah, I would definitely be interested in being here in the long term, but I also want to follow my research interests in bioengineering. And the next step in my career trajectory personally is completing a PhD in bioengineering. So I'm not entirely sure if I will be able to manage both things together, but this is something I'm definitely interested in and would love to continue.
All right, thank you, Ani.而阿妮刚才觉得啊，是他也许会在 Revive Apparel 继续工作，但是他也非常希望能够继续他的生物工程的研究。他认为这段经历啊是非常有意思的，而且他也非常希望能够继续把这个公司延续到大学毕业之后。All right, and now this question will go out to Heidi.
Yeah, so since starting college, I've always wanted to start my own clothing line. In a society with so many brands engaged in fast fashion and huge amounts of waste, I really want to combat that and make a change in the industry by producing more meaningful pieces of clothing that people are more incentivized to keep for a long time. So all in all, I do hope to continue to make a mark in fashion and make my ideas come to life. I think being a part of a startup, like, you get to do so much, learn so much, and I think that's the part that wants me to, like, keep pursuing this.
All right, thank you, Heidi. 刚才 Heidi 讲呢，是自从上大学开始啊，他就一直有一个梦想，就是创立自己的服装品牌啊。而他也说，他也非常希望自己的品牌能够屹立在现在这么多品牌当中啊，能够独树一帜。总而言之啊，他将继续在时尚领域留下他自己的印记。And now, same question go out to Michael.
All right.So I think it's unlikely I will still pursue this as like the potential of this venture is like out there, but I don't have much passion. Like I have limited passion in fashion and accessories. Like it's kind of hard to picture myself selling these kinds of products in near future. Although I do want to make a career in the technology underlying our venture.As the technology that we utilize have many potential commercial usage.
All right, thank you, Michael. 而 Michael 则认为他也许不会继续在 Reebok Apparel 这家公司了，因为时尚和服装行业并不是他最喜欢的领域。不过啊，他认为这 Reebok Apparel 所使用的这科技啊是特别有前景的。所以 Michael 认为，如果有可能的话，他很想往这方面啊来探索。好，时间真的是白驹过隙啊，一转眼。我们就到了本期节目的尾声了，非常感谢大家的收听，也同时祝愿我们的各位嘉宾前程似锦，也祝愿 Reebok Apparel 生意兴隆。我是主持人 Sam， 我们下期再见。All right, as always, time flies by. We are at the end of our program. Again, thank you very much for tuning in, and best of luck to all our guests and to Reebok Apparel. I'm your host Sam, and I will see you.In the next episode. Have a great day, everyone.